The Upper Geyser Basin and Old Faithful. So you'll see some interaction between wildlife and visitors along the Grand Loop, which will eventually sweep you past the entrance to Old Faithful and the Upper Geyser Basin. Roger and Carol Anderson, in A Ranger's Guide to Yellowstone Day Hikes, say that, geologically speaking, the Upper Basin is one of the most extraordinary places on Earth. It contains over 25% of the world's geysers. The basin is worth looking at through the eyes of Nathaniel Langford, a member of the 1870 Washburn expedition to the park. We had, within a distance of 50 miles, seen what we believe to be the greatest wonders of the continent. But they hadn't yet seen the Old Faithful. "Judge then," Langford wrote, "our astonishment on entering this basin, to see, at no great distance before us, an immense body of sparkling water, projected suddenly and with terrific force into the air." Langford and his colleagues found 1,000 hot springs of various sizes and character. It was because of these features that the U.S. Congress established the world's first national park in Yellowstone in 1872. This has been called the best idea America ever had. The quote is attributed to several different persons, as great quotes often are. The Congressional Act resolved that geysers and geothermal features in the region of the headwaters of the Yellowstone River should be reserved and withdrawn from settlement, occupancy, or sale, and set apart as a public park or pleasuring ground for the benefit and enjoyment of the people. It is interesting to note that the delegate to Congress from what was then the Montana Territory felt it necessary to draw the bill up in a hurry. We tend to think that it must have been an easy decision to set aside some remote western land that few people even knew about. But, incredibly, even back then, commercial pressures were building. The Honorable William H. Claggett, the Montana delegate, later wrote that in the fall of 1870, he knew of two men.